Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of this other K-State podcast, the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University here, recording this. I'm getting ahead of the game a little bit. Weekend preview on this Wednesday, the 25th of February, 2026. The very first time I listen to this podcast, I'm going to put that away so I don't get no... Because I don't get no clapbacks on that one, But anyways, again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever this is your podcast, K-State podcast, the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports is in full swing. And once again, I'm recording this in between, well, not I shouldn't say in between games, but I'm recording this during right now, game two, the Louisiana game, postcast of that. If I have time tomorrow morning, we'll see. But either that or after work or in between work in run group, we'll have to see how the what cards shake out, because obviously that's out of my hands with the load for work. The work is like, or workload, I'm going to be, that's going to await, Lord willing, to in the morning. You have that. And of course, men's basketball in Boulder here in another 20 minutes. There's that. So, but for again, from here on, if there's something currently going on, like, for instance, Louisiana, K-State, Louisiana on the baseball field, that is going to be first priority. So, all things K-State sports, whether that's baseball, women's golf, we got getting y'all still getting caught up with all that. Did record that. So, that's going to pop up at some point. Everything else. So, if there's a game, any athletic game event, related to K-State, this is what this podcast is all about, mainly. But we also have been getting creative, obviously, with other stuff going on, other content, like the new staff speaking with these press conferences. Then, yeah, that's going to be first, and then, obviously, everything else will fall in, unless there's breaking news that were to go down. But, yeah, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves a little bit here. I'm going to record this now, just focusing on Friday all the way to Sunday, because next Monday there's nothing for K-State athletics there, you know, and I'm gonna go ahead and say there's not nothing going on Monday, next Monday, Wednesday, or Thursday of next week. And that, oh, by the way, next week it's gonna be March, Lord willing, so they got that going on there as well. But on Friday, yes, on Friday, so this will come out Friday morning, first thing, right? So they got that. Tennis will host Cincinnati, and this is the Big 12 opener on the tennis side. So they're coming off of back-to-back wins, which, again, if I'm not able to record baseball, what happened in baseball or basketball tomorrow, I'm gonna try to record one of those. Well, particularly go in order. So baseball is on deck. So, yeah, so you have that going on there. So women's tennis coming off of a back-to-back wins. They're going to try to make it three. They got some tough opponents. But, again, they upset Minnesota last weekend. So we'll see what happens with Cincinnati there. And how about this? The track and field Big 12 championship meet going down this weekend. And that's going to be – looks like it's going to be an all-day event, if I'm looking at this right. Yeah. Yeah, it's only one day meet there for your ranked men's and women's track and field teams. Men have stayed put in the top five. They were at one point ranked number one in the nation, but they fell back just a couple steps, you know what I'm saying? And then the ladies, all indoor long, have climbed up the ranking, national rankings. They were like 24, 23, 23rd, something like that. And then all of a sudden now, I believe last time I checked, they're in the top 10 there. So you have that going on. We're going to step aside real quick. We'll take a break here and come back after this. K-State Nation, welcome back to this edition weekend preview. K-State sports preview of this podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer in the building here recording this on during activity. Baseball going on right now. Game two against Louisiana. And then here in another less than 20 minutes from now, K-State in Colorado in Boulder on the men's basketball side. So I left off, obviously, with track and field. So that's a one-day meet. The Big 12 championships go down. And then baseball. begins their first home series, folks, of their season. And it's a 3-game set. Hold up. No, excuse me. Only 2-game set. I guess, yeah, speaking of baseball, first home games at home at Twain Family Stadium, and they'll host Columbia on Friday afternoon at 4, and depending on what happens time-wise there, you could get a postcast right after the game. We'll see what happens there. So there's that for you there. So K-State fans, if you don't have your tickets already, you're interested in coming out and seeing your, at the moment, 6-2, I said it records podcast, 6-2 Batcats, definitely go to the website. I don't need to explain more. The website, they can explain further than that. And carry it on, game 2, the finale. So you're having right now baseball ending a 2-game road midweek series, and they'll finally come home from the Louisiana series. Columbia, the final game of this series is Saturday afternoon at 1, followed by the Mets basketball team hosting TCU, trying to get their get back after should have won the first meeting. But this is Senior Day on Saturday at 5:30 at Bramlage. So you have that going on. I don't know what is happening. so I don't know what's going on with me tonight. Well, I'm trying to get through this real quick. And then Sunday, which is going to be the first day of March. Again, Lord willing, we can get there, right? And tennis, once again, another 2-match weekend, ending this time with West Virginia hosting them in Manhattan, and then the men's golf team, a 1-day invitational to Culleton River Collegiate all day long. I don't know what time it starts for the men's golf team, so you have that. And then the regular season finale for K-State Women's Basketball, Farmington Part 2, in Ramos Coliseum against Iowa State. That's at 1 o'clock. I believe that's an FS1 game. I talked about that in the postcast. It just came out. The blot loss against 18th-ranked Baylor. So, K-State, they got a lot going on this weekend in Manhattan, back there in Manhattan. So, definitely, if you're around this weekend, yes, I know men's basketball needs to come to a close fast. And depending on what happens here when this game starts here in another 15 minutes, we'll see what happens there. Have that going on. Obviously, the women, they've been battling all year long. The ups and downs of this third youngest team in all the nation, but they've given their all. Go out and see them. The baseball team right now, winning games on the road. They look to cap off this long road opening road trip, with trying to split Louisiana as I'm talk to you right now. So you have that going on, and I don't know where the Big 12. I don't know I probably need to look that up right now while I'm thinking about it. Well, I got y'all on here. Let me see if I can. Oh, boy. Let's see. I'm about to go in here for a minute. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me today. Or I should say tonight. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I'm going to go down here. Click this real quick for a minute. Let's see. I still need to talk Steve Miller Invitational. I still need to do that. All right, so let's see here. I have that information. So the K-State, it seems like every year it's down there, and yet again, it's down there again this year. The Big 12 meet indoor championship, the Big 12 championship meet indoor, back at Lubbock, Texas, home of Texas Tech Red Raiders all day on Friday. So this is not, that's a rarity. So usually it's 2 days, but this year's just one. I don't know why, but you have that going on as well. So there you go, K-State Nation. That is another jam-packed week. And again, there's nothing going on this upcoming Monday for K-State sports, really for three. Next week, there's open days, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday there. So if I remember that correctly, I just said it here on this episode of this podcast. So there you go, K-State Nation, kind of a look at another busy weekend for K-State sports, and we'll have it right here for you on this podcast here. Again, yes, with me working on the weekends now, it's kind of really tricky to get recordings done. I'm doing my best I can, but here, getting a little ahead of the game, getting this out of the way, so I can record other episodes for Friday as well, and obviously get ahead and go ahead and record as well. So we'll get to the Steve Miller Invitational at some point. Ain't gonna be tonight. There's that. I know the first thing I'm gonna do after the morning workout is the game to Louisiana. So I have that. And at some point, if I have time in between, I'll record basketball and then hopefully I'll jump back to. I'm probably gonna do the recap of Steve Miller and get y'all set. Yeah, that opens it up a little bit. All right, yeah, there we go, K-State Nation. Yeah, so we'll bounce since I'm getting this out of the way. I'll record Steve Miller Invitational and get y'all set up. I'll do it on Friday morning early. Get y'all set up for that. So that will be the first thing that comes out on Friday feed, on the Friday's feed here as well. So we'll go ahead and mark that. So I have to worry about that. If anything else pops up, breaking news, we'll do our best to hop back on the mic and give it to you here on this podcast. But again, the final weekend of February and into March. Hard to believe already. Almost 2 months in. Crazy, folks. For a Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get where a podcast is not free and available daily over in Chase Accord. K-State content, baby. iTunes, Spotify, y'all know what it is. Google, Amazon, and other podcasting platforms out there. For a Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And second of all, make sure you do tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Alex Hayden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, on this busy Wednesday evening for K-State sports. Again, baseball is going on right now as I speak, and probably coming to an end here pretty soon. I don't know what the score is, but you'll find out on the postcast. And men's basketball coming up shortly. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Cats.